Nicky, looking ahead to Blackburn, two wins from two, you're going to feel a confidence, I imagine?
Yeah, we do, yeah. I think, obviously, results-wise, we couldn't have asked for anything more in the league. But also knowing that our performances probably haven't been as... Well, they haven't been as good as we would like. But if we had a season of that, then I don't think we'd be too disappointed come the end of it. But, no, a difficult game at the weekend. We know our performance level needs to be upped if we want to continue that sequence of wins.
That must be a sign of a good team that you can grind out wins when you're not playing well.
Yeah, we hope so, obviously. Because we haven't been at our best. I think in spells in both games we've shown what a good side we can be, but I think our task now is to put together that 90 minutes or 93, 94 minutes or whatever it takes for a whole game and show what a good team we are, and we're working hard, we're training hard every day. It was always going to be tough, obviously, with the turnover of players we've had again in and out, a lot of younger boys this year, so the manager's still putting the things across on the training ground of what he wants and things like that, of course, which last year that everybody knew their jobs, they knew their role. It was kind of a well-oiled machine, if you like, whereas obviously this year there's five or six new boys in that starting lineup who are still learning of obviously how we do things here. But as we've said, we've got the two wins so far. Whilst doing that, if we can continue that, that would be great.
One of the new boys that's came in is Jake Greaves. What's it been like playing alongside him?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, he's quite a bubbly character. He's come in, he's settled down quickly, and obviously everyone's been impressed with what they've seen of him so far. He's kind of come in and done that role for us in the middle, just sitting in and getting on the ball, trying to start attacks for us and things, and I'm sure he'll only get better as he settles and things like that as well. As you say, Reevesy, one of them, he's impressed so far. Obviously Tim's come in there as well and really started the season well as well. So, it's been good to play with those two boys in there, and hopefully we can continue to do well and keep picking up the wins.
And Jordan Gibson obviously signed as well. He's at Rangers, wasn't he, when you were there?
What sort
of player can the Bradford fans expect from him?
Yeah, I think he's an exciting player, obviously. He's still young, of course, but I think he showed in his cameos in pre-season when he came on. He's a very direct player, very positive, likes to take people on and as I say, excite the fans, so I think he will be exciting. Of course, he's still young, so he's obviously got things that he still needs to work on, and he knows that himself, of course, but I think ability-wise, he has everything there to go on and have a good career, hopefully here at Bradford. Everyone's been impressed with him so far, and hopefully he'll keep improving and he'll get a chance, obviously, to show what he can do for the first team soon.
So Blackburn, are you surprised at where they are in the league, losing their first two games?
Yeah, I think obviously there was a lot of expectancy on them. I think they were the favourites to go straight back up, and I think the way they finished the season, they were probably one of the form teams in the Championship, and obviously came down by goal difference on the last day in the end, so they were unlucky, and I think people probably expected them to carry that on. But obviously, as we all know, people who watch this league know it's a tough league with good teams in. But I don't think you can read too much into it, as I say. I think Sheffield United started similar last year, and you'll have to look at how they finished the season. So I believe, obviously, just looking at their squad, the players they have, there's no doubt they have great quality, Championship quality throughout of it, probably. They've kept most of their squad. I don't think they've lost too many, so... we're under no illusions as to how tough it'll be, and I'm still pretty sure that Blackburn will be in and around that promotion pack come the end of the season.